Okay, so next on the Work It podcast, we're talking to three boomerangs, named as such because they left their companies and went back. Shelley, Max and Cindy, welcome to the show. It's great to have you. Shelley, let's start with you. What made you do it?
Makes it sound like I robbed a bank or something. Well, I work in educational software. I'd worked for my company for around 5 years with a great manager, Tina. She really helped me learn, and we got on really well. I was able to travel and see our products at work in classrooms, and she gave me the freedom to develop my own ideas and, well, really develop as a person too. Then, after about 4 years, Tina left.
Uh-oh, I see where this is going. Bad manager next?
I wouldn't say he was bad, but he just had a different way of working. I think because he was new, he was afraid to make a mistake. So everything just seemed to slow down. Development, decisions, the projects we were working on. With Tina, everything just kind of flowed. She knew what she wanted and just had that confidence. I could be like, "What do you think about this?" And she'd say, "Great idea, do it." With him, it would be more like, "Let's schedule a meeting to talk about it next Thursday." So I ended up looking for other work and found something that was a better salary and more responsibility. So I took it.
Sounds great. So what brought you back?
Oh, I liked it a lot at first. Great people to work with, great food in the company cafe. Probably a bit too good. And it was really organized. But then at some point, the honeymoon ended. I think it was that after a little while, the job really felt cut and paste, you know? Each project was organized in the same way and you knew exactly what you'd be doing. Great for lack of stress, but also not that interesting. Fast forward to a few months and I find out that the guy who had been my manager at my old company was leaving and they were looking for someone to replace him.
So now you're thinking, I could do that.
I was. I got in contact with the HR team and they were happy to hear from me. I had to interview like everyone else, but I got the job. Now, my challenge is that I have Tina in my head when I go to work. I'm literally sitting in her old office. At first, I think I was trying to be exactly like her. But that wasn't really me. I had to try and bring my own style to the job.
Tell me more about that.
Well, like I said, she had this confidence so that she could just take things and run with them. Everything was beautifully messy and just kind of worked. I am not really like that. What's funny is, I probably have a bit more of the scared to make a mistake manager in me than I like to admit. I've tried to walk the line between the organization of my old job and the fun and creativity that Tina brought to it.
I'm sure you're doing a great job, Shelley. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Now, Max, over to you. What made you go back?